To live as an authentic, ransomed, and redeemed woman means to be real and present in this moment. If we continue to hide, much will be lost. We cannot have intimacy with God or anyone else if we stay hidden and offer only who we think we ought to be or what we believe is wanted. We cannot play the Azer role we were meant to play if we remain bound by shame and fear, presenting only to the world the face we have learned is safe. You have only one life to live. It would be best to live your own. What have we to offer, really, other than who we are and what God has been pouring into our lives? It was not by accident that you were born. It was not by chance that you have the desires you do. The victorious Trinity has planned on your being here now for such a time as this. We need you.
Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, wrapped a towel around his waist, and after that he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. John 13:3-5. Jesus knew who he was. He knew where he had come from and where he was going. He knew why he was here. And so, in power and strength, in humility and complete freedom, he offers. He ministers to, and ultimately he pours out his life as an offering for ours, pleasing and wholly acceptable. Jesus does this, he says, as an example that you should do as I have done for you. God really does want you to know who you are. He wants you to be able to understand the story of your life, to know where you have come from, and to know where you are going. There is freedom there, freedom to be and to offer and to love.